Another episode of Investing in You. Don't have many listeners at all, but it doesn't matter to me. I just want someone who has probably either a deep depression, an anxiety, or a happiness, just maybe a little bit of lostness, maybe someone that's getting a little too saucy with it. You know, I want people to listen to this that maybe run across it and have no friends or something like that, you know, or they're finding themselves right now. So it's kind of fun to start looking into stocks, recap on everything I've ever said, go to the library, get your free membership, sign up, get a membership card for your county, start reading books over there. I mean, it is free to hang out at the library all day long. I mean, they got water, they got a bathroom. The only thing you can't do there is sleep, shower, brush your teeth, shave, you know,
the casual grooming. Well, investing in yourself, one thing I've noticed is that if you look good, you tend to get into the crowds that you want to be in. We're talking, you know, hygienically looking good. Talking to a dentist yesterday and they were saying, oh man, you know, whiten teeth, you could just do that at your house. You get once a week or once a month or once every 2 weeks, not every day. Get a little hydrogen peroxide and some baking soda. Brighten up that smile if you're a cigarette smoker. That's a good step. That's a good key. You want to have good hygiene, well shaved. I mean, it's popular to have a little facial hair as a guy, or not a tattoo if you're a girl, but you know, it is what it is. You know, I've made decisions, changed my life, ain't going back, going forward. So you put it into perspective. You want to hang out with a good looking crowd. You want to go hang out with, you know, the top of the food chain. Pretty much these guys wake up, brush your teeth, shave, shower, shit, eat healthy, exercise, invest in themselves before they go out and start making money. I guarantee it. So you woke up, you got to go to work, you got to clock into a job that you fucking hate. Welcome to reality. No, that's not reality. That's just a simple bridge to your reality. You know, you're just trying to get across, make ends meet, living paycheck to paycheck. Maybe you're living out of your car. Maybe you're living at your mom's house. Maybe you want to get the fuck out. Best advice I got for you is go do these freedom things. It's going to get you away from the house, get you tired, go exercise out in the world, make an exercise world in your room, make a little place where you could set up a desk and set up shop, take a walk everywhere you got to go, get your bicycle tuned up. If you live 5 miles from work, I don't see why you're not bicycling it. It's really not that hard. Sorry, I'm eating some almonds. You know, people, I know what I'm doing right now, because the simple truth is I've seen therapists and doctors, and I've been evaluated, and, you know, some say, oh, your medicine's this, your medicine's that, and I'm saying, before I listen to you, I gotta listen to my body. It's an investment. Your body is your ship that you have for the rest of your life. And you want to sail port to port and do all the things you want to do? Well, let's have a strong ship that can handle any weather, you know? So I want you to relax. As an investment in yourself, just learn how to relax. Take the tension off, you know? Be able to say, you know what? I failed, or I fucked up here. I'm sorry, apology, you know, reality. Clock into work, but don't hate what you work. And if you hate what you work, well, then don't drink, and then realize that your attitude's getting a little fickle with the alcohol in your bloodstream. Maybe it's weed. I asked a kid the other day, what do you do for fun? He says, I smoke weed. I wanted to slap him. You know, not dangerous enough to make me want to hit him, but just give him a little wake up tap. Like, I told him, I said, maybe you should do something else. That was a good slap, I guess. But this is 2018. We got more millionaires in the world today. We got younger millionaires in the world today. And we got half as smart millionaires in the world today. I mean, we want to get into business. We want to start investing ourselves. We want to start small and end up big. And we want to do it fast. All the information we need, it comes at us fast. Internet, whatever we want to look up. Boom, there you go. Got a midget fucking a hooker. You know, that's just an example. You could look up anything. And I've never really looked that up, but I'm just saying it's possible and it's obscene. And I'm saying it's probably there. So you want to be bigger, stronger, faster, smarter, richer. Slow down. Realize that everything you see on the internet is different than everything you probably are worried about. You know, take for example, you know, I look in the mirror 50 times a day, ask myself, hey, you know, doing better? Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, but in the long run, I've been eating healthy. Have you? You still going through those drive-thrus? Still smoking cigarettes? Still picking up all that processed bullshit that they call food? It's not like I'm trying to get you all organic and vegan, but to tell you the truth, I went to a healthy food place for instead of like a 7-Eleven. I started walking through the aisles, you know, looking for stuff not in the wrappers, something that's, you know, expiration date tomorrow. Bought a little bit of food, got, you know, signed up with my local market's little program. Save, buy one, get one free if you're in the program, you know, watermelons. Bought, let's see here, 2 watermelons, 2 cantaloupes, some cookies, which, you know, I just had a sweet tooth, but bought some cookie for a cookie sheet, you know, just pre-made cookies or cook them. Get them hot in the oven, eat them, and then what else? There was something else in there. Some yogurt. Well, all that food made one hell of a dinner, and I didn't even eat it all. But I definitely felt better the next morning, and I'm telling you, it was like $18, and I got leftover food. Now, if you go to Starbucks this morning, and if you go to Carl's Jr., don't you always feel hungry? Don't you always feel like you need a little more? I mean, I'm just saying, the world's got us sold. Well, let's buy ourselves back. Go out, do something in the sunlight, or if you're in the snow, stay in. Write yourself your first little message to yourself, you know. Do not get retarded. You know, don't do things because you think it's funny. Do things because you like. Now, you might make a mistake, which is funny. But some people on the internet these days and on Instagram, they're doing outrageous, stupid shit. And they're getting millions of people to watch it. What are we doing wasting our time? Think about it. Meditate on that. You can meditate. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to read. Today, my day off. What I do for a living is I maintenance at a hotel. Now, there's entry-level maintenance positions that'll make you money. So if you hate sitting behind a desk,
like I did. Used to work on a computer making good money. Sitting behind a desk 5 days a week, sitting in traffic all the time, going to work. I had an hour drive into work, hour drive out. And then sometimes it was more because of people driving around, hitting other people. Now, I got my friend. He's like, man, you always didn't seem like you're going to sit behind a desk. I was like, I hate it. So I changed it. And it took a while to get to where I'm at right now. But the money is good enough. And it's getting better as I learn more. Now, what potentially do you want in life? You want to have...
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.